I tell young people with what they want that they need it to figure out, one, a direct path to that. That's your goal. What's my direct path to revenue? Forget the business side. What if you have an idea for a business specifically, what's my direct path to revenue? And when you stay focused on the direct path to revenue, you only need one more thing to stay in business every day. And so if you have one objective to stay in business, and then two, a direct path to revenue, and understand that my job is to align with as much as I can, being more interested than interesting, learning these skills, knowledge, and maintaining desire, you're guaranteed success. Let me give you one of the coolest things that I've learned. And this is about anything in life. If somebody could tell you, give me your dream and your 25 no's from your dream, 25 failures, losses from your dream, how excited would you be when you got the first no?
Way.
How about when you get your 25th one?
I'd be over the moon.
But for me, this is where faith comes in. I believe that I live in the favor, like in the favor of the universe. I believe that everything is mine. There's enough of everything for everyone. I just truly believe it. And I don't know if it's 25, but I know it's the same philosophy. So I take on the energy and perspective of, good news. First failure. I was wrong again. Good news. And then the 25th comes, I'm like, oh gosh, I know I'm closer than I was. This is great. Where like so many people cannot maintain desire and they get to the 25th time and they're this far away. You know the don't quit poem. I love that poem because that explains this perfectly. You're done. Man, you're going to get there. I don't know how long. My favorite book, I was blessed to do a book with Jack Canfield, Chicken Soup for the Soul, 500 million. He was rejected 200 times by publishers. Said it was a stupid idea. Wow. 200. But if I told him that he would be rejected 200 times before he had the best-selling book of all times and 500 million sold in a whole brand that lasts for legacy of a lifetimes of people, how happy would he have been when he got to 150? Right. And so to me, to teach people, you need skills, integration of skills, knowledge, and desire, maintenance of desire. You need a direct path to what you want, but you need to stay on course every day. It's every single day. The only thing that stops you from being successful in business, for example, is you run out of money. You go out of business. How many businesses do we know that have evolved? I'm sure your business has evolved from where you started.
Sure.
Right? I know Google did, Facebook did, right? They all were not set out to be, but they all had a direct path to what they wanted to do, and they stayed in business every day.